open in a word of prayer. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you honor and we give you glory. We are grateful for this evening. Grant us the grace sufficient in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Quick recap before we jump into the lesson for the evening. Yesterday, we had studied the subject to deal with portals. Okay, we had started to deal with the subject concerning portals. Okay, and I had started with defining what portals are, you know, and you can listen to the recording if you were not in the meeting. We talked about how that portals are an access point upon which different realities in the spirit are trafficked. Okay, a portal is a place of transaction. A portal is a supernatural opening that causes for spirits to interact with both the spiritual and the natural world. A portal is a supernatural opening that causes different realities in God to manifest and also in darkness. So, you know, we talked about how that when revival hits the face of the earth, what happens is that an opening in the spirit was occasioned, okay, by a portal. And then because that opening came through, we saw that move of God. And when a move of God hits the face of the earth, one of the things we see is that we begin to see many things springing forth because the opening of a portal allows for ease to actually happen. I'm trying to talk slow today because people were complaining that I talk too fast. Okay, but it's something that happens when the anointing rests on me. I'm trying to pace through with the spirit inspiration. So I'm trying to catch on with what is being thrown at me. So what you discover is that when a portal opens, a move of God can be occasioned. And in church history, and also maybe let me not go into church history. I think that would be too far off. Maybe let me just refer to, you know, our own Zambian context. There was a time in which I believe, you know, the people that were doing ministry, okay, majority of the people that were doing ministry were old people. Like, you know, if you hear someone say, "I am a pastor," you are rest assured that is an old person. And then somehow, somewhere, a portal unlocked. Okay, whoever triggered that thing to open, I don't know. But there was someone that triggered it open, or there were some people that stared it open somewhere around the, you know, maybe 2010, 2011, 2012, during that time frame. Okay, 2010, 2011, 2012. During that time frame, we started seeing many people spring forth. Okay, many young people spring forth. Many young people spring forth. And because of that, it manifested itself through things like movements, okay? That is where we started to see things like movements. In case some of you don't know what movements are, they started from that period, okay? It was people that, you know, arose and responded to the opening in the spirit that had actually been occasioned by whatever portal that was unlocked. And all of the sudden, it was very easy for young people to do ministry. Okay, you could see young people manifesting the gifts of the spirit. And in that particular time frame, if you want to succeed, one of the things you want to do is open a movement. If you just open a movement, it will just blow up, you know. And so in that period, we saw typically movements everywhere. Okay, 2010, 2011, 2012, 2013, 2014, we started seeing movements. You know, every young minister had a movement, you know, every young man. Oh, no, I run this movement. No, I run this movement. I'm in charge of 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 this movement. And so many people were opening movements, many young people, because something was unlocked within the spirit. Okay. Then what happened is that after a while, whatever happened, I don't know. But after a while, that portal closed. Okay. Now, when a portal closes, it doesn't necessarily mean that we can't experience the things we were experiencing. It just means that the ease that was being occasioned by the opening of that portal is no longer there. So everyone that survives after the portal has been closed has to survive with a strong will. And when the portal closed, one of the most difficult things to do was to have a movement. Okay, it was to have a movement. It was very, very difficult. And I noticed many movements closed. Okay, I almost closed Chosen Generation as well. So in case you're saying, "Well, Pastor, you are strong." No. Even I felt it was difficult. It was difficult to do everything. It was difficult to host meetings, difficult to gather people, difficult to bring people together. It was just difficult to, you know, to have movements running, okay, it was just very, very difficult to have movements running because that portal was closed. But, you know, one of the things I did is that I maintained a strong will, because when a portal closes, you need more discipline because the ease has gone away. You know what a portal is like, is that when a portal opens, even a young child can open a movement in that period where the portal is open. And when they open a movement, even they can succeed. So there are some people that are succeeding currently because of the corporate cloud, the corporate portal that has opened over the region. That is why anyone can open a prayer movement, can open a prayer ministry, can open, you know, whatever it is that they can open, because there are some people that have triggered some things open. And so everyone that decides to respond to the portal, okay, is blessed by virtue of the portal opening. And it's not a bad thing to take advantage of an open portal. In fact, if the portal opens, take advantage of it, okay? You must take advantage of the open portal. And one of the things you are to do is that when a portal opens, you must do so much, you must achieve so much. You kind of work like, you know, how I would call it, in the move of God, I'd call it more of like the Joseph type of revival. Okay, so the Joseph type of revival strategy, the Joseph revival, I wish I had time to explain it, but the Joseph revival strategy is that you do so much in the season of abundance. Remember, you know, the seven lean cows, the seven fat cows, okay, and the seven lean cows eating the seven fat cows, and the narrative behind that was that, you know, there would be 7 years of plentiful, and then there would be 7 years of famine. So during the 7 years of plenty, you must save up enough to allow you to have something in the 7 years of famine. So what happens is that when a portal opens, okay, when a portal opens, you are to do so much that when the portal closes, there is still results and impact on the occasion of the portal that actually opened. So Wallace, right now, for example, the portal of prayer has opened. It won't always be this easy. The portal of prayer over the nation of Zambia has opened. Now, it won't always be this easy. In the time that the portal closes, you won't find it easy to pray 24 hours. It will be very difficult. In fact, 24 hours will become a mountain you can't climb. So whilst the portal has opened, many people don't understand that this is the time we are to take advantage of the open portal. So you are to ensure that you pray as much as you can, that you secure, you know, the 7 years of famine. Because there is a 7 years of famine coming when it will be very difficult to pray. So if you don't pray now, due to the fact of the open portal, I can assure you, in the time when the portal closes and prayer is difficult, you are the ones that will be struggling. Meanwhile, there are other people that are praying and actually securing their 2050 right now by the open portal. When you can even pray, you can say, I'm going to do a personal retreat and I'll pray for 24 hours. I'll pray for 40 hours. I can pray for 30 hours just in my bedroom. That's an open portal. So this is the time where you secure so much, secure your 2030. I know I have already secured my 2024. So next year, I plan on pushing so much that I can secure 2025, 2026, 2027. I want to secure at least 5 years ahead. Okay? 5 years ahead. So you must ensure that whilst the portal is open, you do as much as possible. So many, many people did not realize that a portal had actually opened. So when it closed, a lot of people did not secure enough. So those were the people that you, in that period, movements were closing, things were happening. And then fast forward, after the movement portal closed, we saw another portal open. Many of the young people that were leading movements during that particular time, another portal opened, and we started to see churches, young people pastoring churches. Now it's a common thing. Then it wasn't so common again. Okay, a portal opened, and all of the sudden we were seeing young people pastoring churches, young people, 20 years, 20 something years pastoring churches. The portal just opened. Churches were just springing up by young people, you know, young people opening churches. I'm telling you, soon that portal will close. Now, when the portal closes, it doesn't mean that, you know, the churches should also close. It just means it becomes more difficult. You will need more discipline. Right now, if you want to succeed also, you can open a church. I'm telling you, people will start coming, things will start flowing, because a portal has opened for such things to happen. But when the portal closes, those that survive are either the ones that stored up so much for the days of famine, or those that have a strong will to survive even when the portal has actually closed. So we went into looking into portals and how that portals bring ease. And I know I've added some stuff to my recap. You know, and even in darkness, they also have portals. You must understand that even in darkness, they have portals. Okay, so they do have portals, and they ensure that certain possibilities in darkness become easy. So that is why you discover that there was a time. Right now, I can assure you, I hope you love Zambian revival, because sometimes many people don't even know what's happening within their own sphere. You know, no spiritual mapping, but you just know what is happening in the US. Oh no, in the US there's this, but in your own sphere you are blank. So sometimes I love to share what is happening in our region and what is happening in our own nation. So I hope that's okay with you. So there was a time frame in which a portal in darkness was opened over a school called Zikas and a school called Mulungushi. Okay. So now, the name Mulungushi in itself is problems before we even go to is problems. So anyway, let's start with Zikas. A portal in darkness was opened over a school called Zikas. And it seemed that, you know, evil possibility was the easiest thing to experience in those schools. If you want to experience evil possibilities, go to Zikas. It was even known that when you go to Zikas, your lifestyle would drastically change, because there was a portal in darkness. What portals do is that they create ease. So ease becomes the order of the day, because it's almost like there's, you know, there's Jacob's ladder, but in darkness, you know, so demons, princes are ascending and descending, trafficking demonic possibilities. So when that portal, that demonic portal was actually opened, everyone that was going to Zikas, if you're not strong, if you don't have the strong will to pierce through the dark environment in that particular sphere, one of the things you will notice is that you will be affected by the environment. Because if you are in an environment, it's either you are affected by the environment or you are above the environment. So it is those that have learned to tarry long that pierce themselves out of the environment. Okay, so you must understand, that is why long prayer becomes key when you step into spheres that are dark. Okay, I know Apostle Isaac has been traveling the nations. One of the possibilities you will find in different spheres is that there is a dark environment and atmosphere. So if you are going to stay afloat that environment, you must pray long to pierce through that environment, and then you live above it, and then you can effect change in that environment. But if you don't pierce through that environment to live above it, what will happen is that you will be affected by the environment. It's like what will happen is that you will be, what is the word again? I've forgotten the word. Okay. You will be slimed. Okay. You will be slimed by the environment. I remember I went to Luansha. Maybe let me share this revelation before I go to Zikas and them. I remember I went to Luansha. When I go to Luansha, I prayed. I couldn't pierce through the environment. When we go to the hotel room at 3 a.m., so I was lodged in the hotel room, and I sat there. I spoke in tongues a bit. I couldn't feel my tongues piercing anywhere. But it was 3 a.m. I was very tired. So I slept, and I woke up maybe, I think, 2 hours later. Maybe it must have been 5 a.m. And I started praying in tongues. It was almost like I couldn't pierce through the environment. I was just praying in tongues. Nothing was happening. And then after the Lord directed me to listen to a chant by Faith Owalabi. It's called Spirit Chant. And I was listening to it, and all of the sudden that song literally gave me wings in the spirit. It literally gave me wings. And I flew, and I started moving through the city of Luansha. I was moving through the city of Luansha, and I was just seeing how that the city is like, you know, it's a laser face city. Those are some of the spirits that rule over that. It's a laser face city. I think there's a name they call it. It was like a mining area. You know, white people were there, but now it's almost like a dark area. Nothing happens there. Typically no activity. And I was just moving across the city, and I started to make some decrees, and I was praying. And then I came back, and we had a lovely meeting over there in Luansha. Okay, and I believe some people were there, some of you in here. So, you know, that was the environment in that particular city. Now, Zikas had a portal in darkness, and a portal in darkness created for ease in darkness. If you go to Zikas, it's either you start drinking in those times, you start fornicating, you start doing things, or you find yourself, you know, as a video, you are releasing videos. There were many videos that came from Zikas in those days, okay? There were many videos that came from Zikas in those days, and you know them. Some of you, may the Lord deliver you, because you were busy asking, send for me. So may God deliver you. So that thing was allowing for possibilities in darkness, okay? Possibilities in darkness to become very, very easy. Then Mulungushi was the same, okay? Mulungushi was the same. Mulungushi was dangerous. It was the same. The amount of darkness in Mulungushi was terrible. I remember the first time we went there when Charity, explain to us what that means so that everyone is up to par. Okay, so many people started going to Mulungushi. It's like people were trying to press in, and I remember the first night I went to Mulungushi was the God's Not Dead meeting. It was so difficult, and I had prayed long. It was so difficult to just pierce through the environment. Of course, God had helped us, but those were some of the inception days when people started cracking the atmosphere open. You know, I remember, you know, Mwansa with the God's Not Dead team, they were praying into it. Many people went there, go to the Rock of Authority in Kabwe, and, you know, in that place, they'll just begin to pray and pray and pray and pray and pray. And, you know, so it was a very demonic environment. You know, maybe Zika's even better, because it manifested as, you know, as glamour. The Zika's one would manifest as glamour. The Mulungushi one was manifesting as true demonic one, the true African demonic. And a portal in darkness had opened, so it was easy for dark realities and dark things to actually just happen in the school. The number of people that were delivered in that school, I can tell you, many people would manifest strange demons. But then, amazing thing is that as many people started going there, they cracked something open. And more recently, I went to Mulungushi, and some of the people that stared that thing open, you know, I know Uzio is probably here. He hosted, he and his friends hosted that, the last, I can't remember what it was. It was like a worship meeting. It was the biggest meeting I have ever seen at any institution. And I've seen enough. And when I say I've ever seen, I don't just mean the ones where I was attending or ministering. No, even the ones where I was watching online. Okay, there's no meeting that I've seen as big as that one in school. Okay, there is no meeting that I've ever seen in any school that is as big as that Mulungushi gathering. That large graduation square, typically they had an overflow in, if you know the size of that thing. Okay, it was such a big meeting, and I'd never seen such hunger for God, you know, and it was because people started praying and cracking that thing open, and all of a sudden, the thing opened. And I can gladly say right now that there is no school that is burning as much as Mulungushi is burning right now. You know, you can mention your school if you like. I don't think you match up, okay, to as much as, you know. People prayed, and I know Charity and the Upper Room guys also would spend a lot of time praying, and God is responding to those prayers. They have cracked the thing open. Zika's also, you know, I remember with the prayer, Simnyolas and all, I think they had been pushing into it. And I also remember even with the Cholas, people had been just pressing into this thing. Now you can even have meetings at Zika's, and the power of God is amazing, okay? Because something cracked open and a portal in light opens. Okay, when a portal in darkness opens, there's also ease in darkness. Now, let's look at the classes of portals, and then I think we'll conclude from there. The first class of portals is what we refer to as geographical portals. Okay, so these are openings like we looked at. But then there is a class of portals. The first class of portals is called geographical portals. Now, the kingdom of heaven is within and around us all the time. However, it would not be accurate to also negate the fact that there are locations that have got a sufficient saturation of heaven's activity that portals over those regions have actually opened. Okay? So these are geographical portals. So while it's important for us to understand that the kingdom of heaven is within and around us, it's also important for us to understand that there are certain regions where there's so much of the saturation of heaven's activity that geographical portals have literally opened over those regions. That if you go into that particular region and space, I can assure you, one of the things that will begin to happen is that you can have an encounter and you can have an experience. Why? Because of the level of saturation in that geographical location. That is why you will discover that there are certain homes you visit and all of a sudden your prayer life starts to struggle. You go on holiday. Some people have gone to holidays and their prayer life struggles. They come back home and their prayer life picks up. And you're wondering, how is it that when I go on holiday, my prayer life struggles? There is a closing in that environment. And the portals that have opened in that environment don't allow for men to pray. Okay? They don't allow for men to pray. And if you're not strong-willed, you can't pierce through. It's like you have gone to Babylon, you know, as Daniel. And upon arriving there, you discover that there are systems that are against prayer, systems that are against the move of God. So you discover that you go to a place. I remember there was a time when I would go to school. I remember I would pray so much at the gardens, pray so much. Then I'd start to come back home and I discover it was very difficult to pray at home. So I would always be telling people, I can't wait to go back to school and pray at the gardens, pray at the gardens, you know, because something had unlocked in that particular place. But at home, it was difficult. Then all of a sudden, I started praying at home. I would pray at 3 a.m. I'd pray at 3 a.m. I'd spend a lot of time praying until something cracked open that it became easy to pray at home. You can literally visit and you are shy. And all of a sudden, you visit home and you begin to pray. We would have meetings with the praise team at my place, you know, as we prepare for CG, and people would be getting slain. People would forget that my dad is in the house, would play drums there, make, because there was such liberty to experience God that a geographical portal had actually opened. One of the places where, you know, in modern day times, where you notice that there is an actual opening, an actual portal, is called the Moravian Falls, okay? I want you to look up the Moravian Falls. Of course, you know, you just need to be smart in looking up because sometimes there's a lot of demonic stuff. And it shows you just because the portal has opened so much that even the enemy sometimes manipulates it and tries to contaminate it. Okay, but then the Moravian Falls opened up as a portal, like up to right, like even up until now. Many people go to the Moravian Falls and begin to experience the move of God in the Moravian Falls. You know, it's been said that, I remember, is it Todd Bentley? I don't remember, but I think he wrote in his book that, you know, many people would go there and angels would sneak up on them. Like an angel would just sneak up on you. You know, angels would just come, wave at you and run away. You know, that's how much the Moravian Falls opened. But how did the Moravian Falls open? The Moravian Falls opened because of a group of people called the Moravians who led a 100 years prayer move, a non-stop 100 years prayer chain. I mean, talk about, you know, we had been doing the telethon and in 30 days, people were knocked out. Oh, Lord Jesus, help me, I'm teletrapped. Help me, I'm teletrapped. They led a 100 year, I'm not saying 100 days, 100 years prayer chain. Okay, non-stop prayer chain for 100 years. It means that there were people that started it and died, left it running. Some people were born, died, left it running. 100 years prayer chain. Now, how are you going to lead a 100-year prayer chain and the place is not saturated? The place became a saturation environment that even up until today, people go to the Moravian Falls and experience the move of God. That is why women like Anna Rontree, the one I talked about, you know, the one that writes Priestly Bride, Warrior King, and the, you know, is it Heaven Open? I can't remember the other one. You know, Anna Rontree, who has so many heavenly encounters, moved to the Moravian Falls. Men like Charlie Shamp. Charlie Shamp has got a teaching series on angels that is 13 hours long, okay? He's got a teaching on angels that is 13 hours long. I can't even remember. There was a time I had it on my laptop. I'll check if they still have it on their YouTube channel. He has a teaching series on angels that is 13 hours long. He also moved to the Moravian Falls. Some of these guys, you're wondering, why are they moving to this place? They have discovered that some regions have got geographical portals where it becomes easy to hear the voice of God. It becomes easy to pick certain frequencies. That is why you find there are certain people during their retreat, they will go to certain places. Because certain places have got geographical portals. I remember, you know, I remember when God wanted to speak to me concerning the church, I went to the Copper Belt in Mufulira, because the Copper Belt has got a portal, okay, where things begin on the Copper Belt. If you've read the Blueprints of Heaven, which I've written, you will discover that I described something about the Eastern Gate, okay, where the move of God usually comes in from. When you read the East, the priestly, you know, gates would be on the East. Eden was put on the Eastern side. I mean, the garden was put on the Eastern side of Eden. So there's something about the East. So I was saying that the Eastern Gate over the nation of Zambia is on the Copper Belt. That is why you will notice that major moves of God in the nation always start from the Copper Belt. The prophetic move will start from the Copper Belt. You know, revival will start from the Copper Belt. Men of God that have greatly impacted the nation, many of them, okay, I'm not saying if you're not from the Copper Belt, you can't experience this, but majority of them have got their roots on the Copper Belt, because the Copper Belt has got the Eastern Gate over the nation. So many things spark from there. Unfortunately, they end up settling in Lusaka, where slay queens pollute things. So, yeah, so anyway, so that is why you would discover that even gospel music ministers, many of them hail from the Copper Belt, and then they settle in Lusaka and they are corrupted by money and women and all this. We know from a Copper Belt, very humble, and each of a hostless, asa sambilile mpia, asambila mauna radia, asambile fia pusana pusana, all of the sudden, naona ika. Okay, so, yeah. Praise the name of the Lord. Benson, why are you saying but women? Even men. I was just using that in reference to terrible, the strange women. So there are geographical portals. So when I was finding it difficult to receive clarity over what my next step should be, what should I do concerning, what God wants me to do in the next season? Because he had told me to go into full-time ministry, but he went quiet on me for 2 years and I couldn't just hear God well. And I remember my wife then just told me, come over in Mufulira, let's discuss. And I traveled to the Copper Belt, and when I got there, you know, I would spend some time praying in the lodge and in the hotel. And many instructions started becoming clear. And as I was coming back, you know, I knew that, you know, the church would start. And I was actually planning that we'd do it in January, but then we ended up starting it in December. On the 8th of December, we had our first service. But the clarity came from the fact that I went to a place where I felt that many things spring from there. Many great things start from there. That is why for some of you that can afford it, you may as well want to do some things like that during your retreat. Go to places where you feel there is an opening, okay, an aliveness. It may be a church, a congregation, a group of people. You go to that place and you will pick instructions. There are some people that I've noticed will visit a certain group of people, and all of the sudden, okay, all of the sudden, something, you know, becomes clear. Instructions become clear. So you might as well want to do that. That is why you discover God is speaking to Elijah. He says, let me meet you at the mountain. Let me meet you at this place. There I will speak to you. You may be wondering, God, if you are speaking to me now, why won't you speak to me now? Tell me what you want to tell me. But he knows that the possibility he wants to trap in time cannot be trapped unless you go to certain locations. So there are certain locations that have got a saturation of heaven's activity, and you are to find yourself in those locations. So the first class of portals is what is referred to as geographical portals. And we see these portals within the context of scriptures. The first geographical portal we see in the scriptures is referred to as Eden. The place where heaven and earth were supernaturally linked. Eden was the place where heaven and earth were supernaturally linked. Okay, Eden was the first template of a geographical portal. A place where God would walk into the garden and encounter the man he dearly loved. Eden was a convergence between heaven and earth. Heaven and earth would come together in Eden. Okay, that is why God would walk in Eden in the cool of the day. Okay, because there was a geographical portal, an opening that heaven and earth so merged. There's no place, you know, that merged as much as Eden, especially in Old Testament dispensation. There's no place that was so merged between the spirit realm and the natural realm. If anything, you will read that when you are reading Hebraically, you will discover that Hebraic people don't have a definition for natural and spirit. Okay, Hebraically, there's no word that says this is natural, this is spirit. Because Hebraically, the Hebrew people believed that the natural and the spirit were to be merged together as one. They were to be married together. They were to kiss each other as one. Okay, so they had that narrative together. And Eden showed us that a place could be a geographical portal. A place in a garden on the eastern side became a portal. Remember that the garden was placed on the eastern side. Okay, in a place called, sorry, the garden was on the eastern side in Eden. So the place is called Eden. Okay, but the place that had this convergence was on the eastern side. So it was not the entire garden that had this convergence. No. Okay, it was not the entire Eden that had this convergence. It was the eastern side where the garden was placed. So this was a geographical portal, an opening in a geographical space and geographical location. Now, in saying this, it's very important also to understand that you don't be so weird about it, in as much as, you know, they are geographical portals. Okay, don't be so weird about it. But it's very, very important to understand that there are certain environments that are geographical portals. You will find that some of you may even get shocked that there are certain rooms in your house, okay, as small as the house is, you may even discover that there are certain rooms in your house that have got an easy opening. Sometimes your prayer life will be struggling until you will try and pray. Sometimes you are almost dozing and sleeping. You can't get off that bed. You can't. It's difficult until you push and drag yourself. And the moment you get to the living room, it's like something sparks open. And something springs open. Sometimes it may not even necessarily be, you know, leaving that room. It may be a corner in the room somewhere. It's like, you know, you are in a wrestling match and you are being beaten by an opponent and you need to tag, you know, the person that is outside, that is fresh. That corner may be that tag team, you know, and you may need to drag yourself. And the moment you get into that place, some of you may be struggling. The only thing you may need to do is get yourself in a space, in a location where they have cracked the heavens open in that geographical location. That is why you will discover, there are some of you will discover, because of your prayers, you've unlocked something within your home, and your home has become a geographical portal. You even wonder, why is it that people just love visiting our place? Sometimes someone will just visit, sit for 1 hour, not say anything productive and leave. And you wonder, why did they come to visit? You don't know that something has opened, okay? Something has opened over the house. You have opened a geographical portal over your house that when people come, even when they don't realize it, they come into an opening and they are refreshed by virtue of that opening. So you discover people just come. I discovered when we were in Emmersdale, same thing happens here. Okay, of course, now because of the office, many people don't come as much. But then when I was in Emmersdale, I would discover people would just come. People just come from nowhere. And the reason why that place opened up in my mom's house in Emmersdale is because we spend so much time in prayer. When Chosen Generation is preparing for its meetings, they pray from there. The praise team is doing overnight rehearsals, they do it from there. A lot of spiritual activity was happening in that particular place that I noticed sometimes people would just come, a relative would just come, sit for 1 hour, say nothing, and all of a sudden say, and you're wondering, why is it happening like that? Because you have created an opening, an altar of sorts, a transactional place, you know, a transactional place where heaven's activity is trafficked in that place. People will literally just walk into a place and all of a sudden feel better. There are some people that walk into my office, I don't say anything productive, but the person is saying, Pastor, I'm grateful. Even I know that the things I was saying are nonsense. I don't know if you've ever been in that place. Where now when we know for advice, we learn that my relevant, am I really? Yeka yeka, we learn for okay for the under. But someone sits in the office, it's like they are just happy, and you're wondering, why is it that this is happening? Because when we began that office, we anointed it and dedicated it unto the Lord, and something began to open. And every Tuesday, my PA and myself will have devotion. Every Tuesday we have devotion. Every Tuesday there's devotion. Every offering we receive on Tuesday, every seed that is received on Tuesday, we sow it. And all of a sudden the atmosphere just boom, cracked open. The first time we dedicated my office, people walked into the office And the moment they walked into the office, they started praying in tongues, knelt down and started crying. I didn't say anything. The first day of dedicating it, hours later, someone walked in. The first person that walked in after the dedication, they went into the office and came under the power of God. No preaching, no one said anything. Two ladies started crying within that office. Why? A portal opened. Something cracked open. There is a geographical portal. Okay, that is why you may not know that some of you are surviving because of some of the people that are in your space. Some people are also surviving because of you in that space. A bomb cannot blast in that space because there are men like me on that particular building. That is why sometimes you should tell some people, you should be happy I am here. Because I am here, you are surviving. I have cracked open a portal. I have cracked open a geographical portal. So it's very, very important for you to actually understand that there are geographical portals. Bethel was a geographical portal. Genesis 28:17. Okay, Bethel was a geographical portal. Who unlocked the portal at Bethel? I don't know if you've been following. Okay, who unlocked the portal at Bethel? Hakarahandia. Let's stop the meeting for a while. Who unlocked the portal at Bethel? In Genesis 28:17. Genesis 28:17. Who unlocked the portal at Bethel? Okay, I don't mean Bethel Church. I mean Bethel in the Bible. Okay, Bethel in the Bible. No. It wasn't Jacob. It was Abraham, Father Abraham. He is the one that erected an altar before even Jacob got there. I'm telling you. Oh, my God. Yes, Pastor Samuel. When he erected an altar there, okay? When he erected an altar there. So Abraham was the one that cracked that thing open. And when Jacob went there many years later, he had an experience there, angels ascending and descending, because Father Abraham unlocked that geographical portal. He unlocked that geographical portal. He slept on a stone. Okay, and I wish I could go into that teaching, but let me leave it. Okay, and the heavens opened, and he says, "Well, surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not." Why? Because there were men that unlocked that portal in that geographical setting. Okay, so they are geographical portals, geographical portals. I think there was a time in which, if you've read of the Kansas City move of God, where they had the Kansas City prophets, okay, with the Mike Bickle, Jim Gore, Bob Jones, and all those Kansas City prophets, Paul Kane, Paul Keith Davis, and all those Kansas City prophets. When they unlocked something in Kansas City, there was such a great prophetic move in Kansas City, such a great, great prophetic move. Okay, that is where they had, you know, the angel Amber, okay, would appear. And I've talked about Amber in these revival seminars, but I feel the need to just mention again. Okay, that is when the angel by the name of Amber would appear. And when Amber would appear, you know, miracles, signs and wonders, things would begin to actually happen. Okay, things would just begin to happen. Things would begin to happen. Things would begin to happen. Things would begin to happen. But then things like pride started kicking in and all these things, and that portal just closed. Okay, it closed and Amber left, okay, over that particular region. But then it was a geographical portal. So the first classification of a portal is called a geographical portal. Number two, okay, I hope we are following. I hope we are there. Sometimes you have to stop when people get quiet. You may find some people are ascending with the drum. Okay, so let's move. The second classification of portals, the second classification of a portal is referred to as a seasonal or time portal. A seasonal or time portal. So all these things that you are hearing me say, you are starting to understand that Hollywood is smarter than many Christians. Okay, Hollywood is smarter than many Christians. Many Christians don't know so many things. Okay, so seasonal or time portals. Okay, seasonal or time portals. There is such a thing as a seasonal or a time portals. Not only do we have geographical portals, we also have seasonal portals. Okay, there are certain seasons in which heaven's activity is so stirred that if we take advantage of the time, we can shape history. Okay, so understanding the times and responding accordingly gives us advantage in the spirit. Okay, seasonal or time portals. I think it's important to add time also. Seasonal or time-oriented portals. Now, this is where the teaching comes in. I don't know if you've heard or read of anything with reference to the gates of time, okay? I don't know if anyone has read anything concerning the gates of time. Has anyone read anything concerning the gates of time? Gates of time. Gates of time. Heard anything? Read anything concerning the gates of time? Praying through the gates of time. Anyone? Okay, Apostle Isaac says yes. Okay, Leander says yes. So, great. There's a book you should read by a man called Abubakar. Okay, a Nigerian man called Abubakar. I remember I read it in the Bread of Life prayer room, ruined my life. Okay, there's a man called Abubakar who's written a book called Praying Through the Gates of Time. Okay, Praying Through the Gates of Time. I should be charging you even for consultation. Okay, I feel like I undercharge you people. Okay, Praying Through the Gates of Time. I can't find it in hard copy anymore, but it's on Amazon, so I should buy it for my Kindle, and I believe I'll enjoy it. Okay, and I believe I will enjoy it reading it again. This is where the narrative and the revelation of praying through the gates of time comes in. Okay, praying through the gates of time. Okay, this is where that revelation actually comes in. Now, many people may say, well, we can pray at any time and God can answer. Yes, that is 100% correct. Okay, it is 100% correct. You can pray at any time and God can answer. However, there are certain revelations, okay, certain consciousness, a certain clarity that comes when you understand a particular principle and you engage it. So, for example, when you start to study the gates of time, it's like, for example, have you noticed how that if you try to plant certain things in certain seasons, despite them yielding fruit, they don't yield as much? Okay, it's possible that you can grow your mango tree out of season, but within season there is much harvest. That is what happens when you learn to pray through the gates of time. Okay, when you learn to pray through the gates of time, this is where all these revelations like commanding the morning come in and things like that. Why? If you learn to pray through the gates of time, let me give you a simple key and revelation. When you learn to pray through the gates of time, you learn to man the gates, because, you know, we know that by faith, the things that are unseen, the things that are seen were made out of things that are unseen. So everything that happens in the natural is a function of something that has already happened in the spirit. So for something to happen in the natural, it means that it has already happened in the spirit. Now, everything that has happened in the spirit must pass through the gates of time. Okay? Everything that has happened in the spirit must pass through the gates of time. So for example, if they have made an enchantment, okay, over your life, they've made an enchantment over your life by midnight. Witches have made an enchantment over your life by midnight. And so what they do, like, you know, spells will just be cast. Boom, a lot of spells will be cast. And as you are waking up in the morning, those spells will have to pass through the gates of time. So usually when God is waking you up, that's why sometimes, you know, when you're going to do like night vigils, it's not necessary that you always do night vigils for the rest of your life. God also wants you to sleep. Okay, he wants you to enjoy sleep. That's why he gives sleep to his beloved. He gives sleep to those whom he loves. So for a certain season, it's okay to do a night vigil because God is stirring your heart for something. So you're doing night vigils. Maybe you're not sleeping, maybe for 7 days, maybe for 1 month, because you're trying to bring something to the earth. But however, it's not supposed to be like your lifestyle, if I could say it like that. Okay? So now, enchantments will be made. So you may not need to be there at midnight when they were making those enchantments. But you must wake up, because every enchantment that was made in the spirit must pass through the gates of time. So sometimes when you learn what time frame to wake up before the sun comes out, okay, because many enchantments that are made that are projected into the day, they are projected into the rays of the sun. So when the I don't want to go into these particular teachings, okay, and how people can use this. So these enchantments are projected into the rays of the sun. Okay, some are projected into the rays of the moon. That is why in the kwambok fita, Those enchantments that were projected, the light of the moon begins to project that. That is why you will notice that by night, all of the sudden, you begin to feel cool. You begin to feel a certain way. That is why when the Bible is talking about the strange woman, it's talking about the strange woman being found in dark corners. That is why the nighttime is very dangerous, because there are certain projections that were spoken into the moon, and the light from the moon begins to project it. People begin to feel sensual. All of the sudden, people begin to feel a certain way. Okay, the same is true with, you know, you can also do this in light, but I'm trying to give it to you in darkness and how they do it. So they'll project certain things by midnight, project certain things by midnight. As soon as the sun comes out, the sun begins to traffic those projections, okay, through the rays of the sun. Because remember, there are many things that travel by light, okay? Spirits travel by light. Spirits travel by sound. So I wish I could give you a teaching called the transport system of spirits. Okay, so they travel by sound, they travel by light. So in the demonic, they understand that spirits travel by light, they travel by sound too. So they will project these things. So as soon as the rays of the sun begin to, all of the sudden, as the rays of the sun rather are spreading, the enchantments are traveling through the rays of those lights. They are traveling through the gates of time. So every enchantment that was made must travel through the gate of time. So you don't need to be up when they are enchanting. Say, you know, it's bondage. You know, that's bondage. How are you going to enjoy sleep? You want to say midnight now, buka, ndetinendosh, so I'm feeling now, buka pa midnight. There are times when God instructs you quite all right. But it's not every time that you, it's bondage. That is bondage. You must enjoy sleep. But sometimes what you must learn to do is that before the rays of the sun come out, while it's still dark, 04, 05, somewhere there, you can wake up and ensure that the enchantments that were made by midnight do not pass through the gates of time. Oh, Rakahadi Askanda. Oh, Rabababa Shatakaya Lamahandelebosia. That is how you can learn to project into your day. You can wake up and begin to speak scriptures. You are just uttering scriptures. That is why when you wake up in the morning, you are uttering scriptures, uttering scriptures, uttering scriptures, uttering scriptures. You are programming the day. You are speaking to the day. You are speaking to the day. You are speaking to each and every hour of the day. One of the things I sometimes do, and I used to do it a lot when I was in school, I speak to 12 hours. 12 hours, I limit you to favor alone. You cannot produce anything apart from favor. You are limited to favor. You are restricted to favor. You cannot receive bad news. 12 hours, I speak to you. 13 hours, I speak to you. 14, I am just speaking into the day. You know, as the day is springing forth, those projections pass through the gates of time. Woo, that was not my teaching, okay? That was not my teaching, but I felt I should throw that in. What I'm talking about are time portals and seasonal portals. Sometimes I never know, you know, and this is the thing, eh? Let me tell you this thing. Don't be bothered. No, witches, you know, are enchanting. So inshallah, at midnight, you are wasting your time. Sleep, wake up at a certain hour. I've just given you a revelation. Now, you can be finding that you were praying at 05, but it won't produce so much because you were not doing it with revelation. Now that you have revelation, revelation produces faith and faith produces power. So now, before, you know, the sun is out. That is why some people have got a discipline. Even the rays of the sun hit the room. Then you know that, watcha. That's when you say, ah, nauka manje. No, there are some people who have disciplines. They won't allow for the sun to find them. 5 a.m., they are making declarations. They are ensuring that every declaration that was made by night does not pass through the gates of time. Okay, so you must ensure that they do not have access. Okay, thought I should throw that in for you. Malahara huskianda kalabara hadelia sando. We were never meant to pray in response to darkness. We are meant to pray in response to the stirrings of God. Okay, you were never meant to pray in response to darkness.